Mike in North Carolina is on the line. How can we help you today?
I do renovation work at the beach.
Okay.
Condos and houses and whatever. But I've run into this two times. One at a three-story condo, and the other at my neighbor's house. I renovated it last year. But in the wintertime, when the heat's turned on, it's the ceiling separates from the walls. And there's a visible gap about a half an inch, depending on how cold it is outside. In the springtime, the gap will disappear, and you'll not see it.
Well, being near the beach, I assume you have very high humidity. And so what that means is the walls are going to swell in the warmer weather. And then when the heat comes on, they're all going to dry out, and they're going to shrink. A half inch does sound like an awfully big gap. Are you exaggerating at all, or is it really a full half inch?
It varies. It varies from a pencil line crack to a half inch. I've seen a half inch where it actually did.
Right. I mean, I've seen that many times, and typically the way to fix that, Mike, is to repair the drywall, but instead of using paper tape, use perforated fiberglass tape, the one that looks like sort of like a mesh or a netting. It's a lot stronger, and if you sand down, pull out the paper tape, sand down the area, use the mesh tape, and then put more spackle up there, that usually keeps it together a lot better than the paper tape did.
It certainly seems excessive, and the house was built in the 70s, and it's not built under the same codes that we build with today, you know,
sure.
With the tie-downs.
Right.
We've got hurricane tie-downs and stuff now. But
right.
Anyway, I thought I might run it by you guys because y'all seem to know right much.
Well,
thanks.
I don't know how much we know, but I do know that I've seen that many, many times, and especially in beach communities because of the difference in the humidity being so, so high and that lumber swelling and doors swell and floors swell and everything swells. And then it just dries out very rapidly when the heat comes on, and it could do some funny things to those walls.
Well, I appreciate you.
All right, Mike, good luck with that project. Thanks for checking in with us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.